Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Register.
Hey, Ross.
And Dylan Shivery.
Billy.
Billy, Billy, boy. All right, let's recap these sports players. You down?
Sports, comma, players. Like you're addressing us as players, not the sports players in the games.
I can see how that was confusing.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Clarify. No, I got it because I'm smart, but not everyone is as smart as I am.
Yeah, I guess if you're not used to the way I talk,
you don't really say players, though.
It's not really my word.
That's a big T-shirt Matt thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
You've been known on occasion to drop players.
I do. Yeah. It's mainly when I'm talking to Matt.
I was just trying to fit in with the crew, really, if I'm being honest.
Well, just be yourself, man.
Hey, quick announcement. Please take a second, hit pause right now, go rate and review the show on iTunes if you have not already. We would very much appreciate it.
Give us 5 stars.
Thus ends the quick announcement. Moving on. We really did it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over these NFL games. Fucking crazy weekend. We will start with the craziest of the crazy. Saints-Vikings.
Yeah.
It turns out this has never happened before. That a walk-off like that in a postseason game.
What?
Yeah.
Like
that has
with,
never
with
happened
zero
before.
Seconds left on the clock?
Yes.
Interesting.
It has literally never happened. Like, I think Schefter tweeted, like, if that felt unprecedented, it's because it was. It has never happened.
In, like, the most unlikely fashion.
So I have to admit that I didn't even watch the end of this game. I was at dinner.
Sad.
Shame on me.
So sad.
And I heard, like, an eruption from the bar area. We were at Matzo Rancho, and
yeah.
I didn't know what was happening, of course, because I was like in the next room over. And then Will was actually touching bases. Will DeFreeze was actually at the restaurant too, and he came up to say hi, and he filled me in on what happened. I was like, "Oh shit, I probably should have watched that." So,
yeah, The first half was like, "Okay, Minnesota's just going to dominate. This is brutal."
I was like, "This is the easiest cover ever."
Vikings
-5.5.
Okay, so
got in late.
Dan bet Vikings to cover the spread.
Solely because of where
you
the
got
line.
5.5?
Yeah, because where the line started was 3 and then eventually moved to 5.5. I'm like, all right, well, that just
see, it was
me.
At 4.5 when I saw when I was making my
that
pick.
That line seems.
And I took Saints money line. I saw Saints money line was +200. And I was like, +200, man, you got to be. And I said, I'd had like a good little weekend already, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. So I put $500 on Saints money line.
Oh, shit.
To win 1,000. And so obviously during the first half, I was like, oh, this money's gone.
Right.
And I kept looking at the live bets, and it was like +720 and shit. Like, I was like, God damn it. I should have just waited and taken, you know, I thought I was going to bet. Live betting is rough because if you take a bet like Saints money line and then they go down whatever they were down 14-0, 13-0, it makes you feel like an idiot, like you've lost no matter what because the odds you could have gotten are so much better.
That's a terrible way of looking at it.
Yeah, I'm just a degenerate.
But then when you do live bet, you can try to like salvage that and just kind of break even.
At one point, I bet Saints +9.5 and was able to get a little bit of my money back. But point being, with the way this thing unfolded at the end, I thought this was one of the greatest bets I've ever placed in my whole life, and I'm about to collect a G and sting the bookie, and instead, what will go down as one of the craziest plays in NFL history occurred. And I, honest to God, on a normal occasion, to have that kind of a financial swing, I would have freaked out. I would have broke something. Something would have been thrown. But I was like so in awe of that game as a whole, and I just wasn't even mad. I was just kind of like amazed.
So Dan, you took Minnesota -5.5.
Yeah. So I like many of Vegas was on pins and needles. Like after the game, like fuck, like they need to kick this extra point. They need to at least like run it out. The Saints are in the locker room.
They were up 5 points.
Yeah.
And wait, did they even kick the extra point?
They took a knee.
A shitload of people have
again.
5.5, and the field is covered in reporters and players, and no one is understanding that they're supposed to be kicking an extra point here. They finally clear the field.
The entire
and
time,
the Vikings
Joe Buck
are on the field, but the Saints are in the locker room, and there was speculation that the Saints or the Vikings might just very quickly run a two-point conversion.
But they waited for like just this hodgepodge of Saint players to come out, like the punter who was injured the entire game,
a
like
random
like,
group of guys.
Play defense.
They all come out and then you know, you saw the iconic image of Keenum leading the skull chant. Clap that they do, the skull chant.
That they stole from, like, the Icelandic soccer
team. No one cares. No one cares where it came from. And then they knelt the ball, which is the second time we've seen that happen this season.
Yeah, we have a huge problem in the NFL this year, Ross.
I did not realize this was a thing.
Of players taking a knee during meaningless downs.
I just don't get the...
But not meaningless for us.
Why wouldn't you take the rep
for the kicker?
Why?
Yeah, what's the point same of that? Same thing happened.
An extra point rep, really?
Eagles. Yeah. Eagles. Oakland. A few
because
weeks back.
Because you can fumble the
same thing
you
happened.
Can fumble the snap. Shit can go wrong.
Yeah, but
there
it
can
doesn't
be a block, and you can
it
return it.
You still win. Okay. You still win.
It's just unnecessary though. So necessary.
I think it's like this: the taking the knee for the extra point when time expires is just like a sportsmanship move.
Thing.
But fuck that,
dude.
There is so much money
no
on the line.
No one cares about your gambling, your bets.
A lot of people care. That the NFL clearly cares because it's in college football. Well, the game's over. But the NFL, they make you kick that
Minnesota
extra point.
Minnesota Vikings do not care.
So if you watched the, if you have not seen, go online. There's many a video of live reactions in sports books, and it's hilarious. Because there's all these people who have minus, you know, their spreads are different. People have different money on different lines. And the anguish for everybody that had minus 5.5 when they refused to kick this extra point is hysterical.
We were talking about this before we started recording. Like, sports now, like with technology and social media, everyone has a camera on them at all times.
Yeah.
Like, real-time reactions to games like this are incredible. They're so much fucking fun to watch.
The video footage of the guy in the Saints bar just dropping.
Yes.
He doesn't like react. He just falls backwards,
like
off frame, off camera, like he just died.
That was probably my favorite one.
But my boy Gerber, he usually always buys the hook, or he does every time, and he did in this case too. So he ended up pushing, but like, it was 5.5.
Who the fuck is
your boy
Gerber?
It's me and my Jared's friend.
Well, you've never talked about him before. You can't just act like
all right,
we're
well, he's
to know who he is.
It's me, him, and my boy, Matty O'Brien. We're in this like group text where we're just like constantly, just like every day, we're just going through.
Matty
like,
O'Brien,
right.
It sounds like made up name.
Yeah, you know me and my boy Gerber. Yeah, we know.
Hey, Gerber and O'Brien are coming over later.
Yeah. Shouts to them. Dude, yeah, what? Like every day, we're like, we just look at different lines, like NHL, NBA, like who do we like? And he ends up always buying the hook for like NFL and college games.
I love that move.
And
it's
paid
so
off.
It's so stupid.
I'm like, why the hell would you buy a hook on 5.5?
I used to be
that
this
makes
guy.
No sense.
I used to be the hook guy.
And of
I'd
course,
always
it boned
buy points.
Me. It fucking boned me.
Oh my
if
God.
If I just bought the hook here, it's a push at least. And
yeah,
right, it's my only loss of the weekend.
Everybody knows
I'll take it.
That's idiotic.
Can we talk for a minute about the safety who blew that
play? Let's just talk about the play in general. So as this thing is unfolding, where were they? What yard line were they on?
Like down 40.
Well, it was a 61-yard pass play. So the 39.
This is the last play of the game, as long as they make a tackle in bounds. And everybody knows that Keenum's going
to
air it out somewhere down
to the sidelines.
Because, honestly, he had been airing it out kind of aimlessly for the majority of a quarter. And like he was throwing what are essentially Hail Marys and letting his receivers run under them. And it worked multiple times. And I'm not hating on Case. I'm just saying the Vikings got some extremely lucky breaks. The last of which was obviously him airing this pass out. Somehow, the safety and the corners, all the DBs combined, not getting a hand on it or committing interference. Anything would have been better than what happened. And then the safety, who's a rookie.
And listen, I'm not exaggerating when I say this is one of the worst offensive plays I've ever seen on any level.
I can't name one.
He had, like, his brain just malfunctioned. It was...
Yeah, he had a brain fart. 1,000%.
Unbelievable.
He's staring at the floor.
I legit feel bad for the guy. Like, I do. It's going to take him a while to recover from this.
Here's my take on this. It was so bad that it was... that people will forgive him more easily than a normal mistake. This was such a bad attempt at
a tackle.
It wasn't
like he was going for a pick and like just kind of whiffed on the ball.
He just
like forgot to like play football for a second.
The single frame of him just like kind of ducking and like...
Well,
it looks like he's having some type of like
you can tell
brain aneurysm.
Well, you can tell he's trying not to target,
okay,
I think.
Bullshit.
Dude, I think that's part of it.
All the commentators were like trying to find a way to explain this. They were like... Clearly, he must have been trying not to interfere. No, he just had... I think that is the correct thing. It's a brain fart.
Yeah.
The man.
He just forgot to play football.
He freaked out.
Yeah.
And
the moment was maybe too big for
him. He's
a
rookie.
Yes.
And he's a rookie.
He
had like a. He's probably had like all the things that could go wrong running through his head. And he was like, I don't know what
to
do.
He freaked out, man.
Yeah.
He choked.
Poor guy.
And it happens. It happens in life.
And
it happens in every. But this is like. It's the worst attempt at a tackle I've ever seen.
Ever.
And how about just the wherewithal of Stephon Diggs? Where like
there's, play by
there's like 2 seconds left. He could have went out of bounds. Like
you see him look back like, oh, I can actually make this.
And he just goes for it. He's like, fuck it, I'm gonna score, I'm gonna win this game.
And no one was around him.
It was the perfect storm. I've never like
unbelievable.
Dude, it was unreal. The play was fucking the second he turned around, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Fucking he's, flings his helmet off
dude,
as
no,
he scores.
He's gone. Like there's no one between him. Because that
it's
moron,
one of those like, did that actually just happen?
The
plays?
Moron that missed the tackle. And again, I'm sorry. He's not a moron. I'm just angry because he cost me money. But he fucked up. He had a brain fart. He freaked out. He took out his own cornerback in the process of horrifically missing the tackle.
And as you watch the play live, you're like, there's got to be someone back there, right? And then he just scores. And he's just like.
Dude,
oh.
The second I saw that guy, the safety fly past him, I was like, oh, he's gone. Like
when you play prevent defense,
Diggs is very fast.
The first thing they tell you in prevent defense is no one gets behind you. That's why you like drop back so far. Like that's the
that
purpose of
prevent.
That
tape will be shown
defense.
As like the what not to do in a prevent for the rest of eternity. Like that was the complete opposite of, I mean, anything would have been. It would have been better if he'd taken off his own helmet and started beating Stephon Diggs with it. Like anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, dude, what the fuck? The frozen image of him with his legs spread, his head down,
just
his eyes on
the
turf. You know he has his eyes closed. Just praying that he makes contact with something, and then it turns out that he does, and it's his own player, his own teammate. That's an iconic NFL image that'll be seen for the rest of our lives. Diggs up in the air making the catch.
This wasn't like week three. Like, he has to think about this all offseason and in a training camp. You know what I mean?
I know, but I stand by, I think it was so bad that it'll be easier to get over because it's like laughably bad. Like it's just, there's no other explanation other than that you had a freak out.
Yeah.
And
like he's not questioning like if I did this little thing right, it's like no,
right,
it's completely
right. Like,
fucked
if up. I had just done this,
like my
you know,
brain
it's like, no,
me.
You fucked the whole thing up. He'll need like maybe a sports psychologist to make sure that he can move past it. But I think other than that, it's like, there's no explanation for something like this happening. It's an act of God.
What's his name, by the way? Something Williams? What's his first name?
I don't know. We'll probably never see him again.
Poor dude.
He'll never recover.
He got cut.
No, he had a solid season as a rookie, though. I mean,
no, he really
did. It was a solid, like,
he
him,
had an
Lattimore.
Interception earlier in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody cares now.
They had a good rookie class. Kamara.
Yeah.
They're pretty young. He'll be back. I mean, Saints is a
quarterback's not young.
I think, yeah, that's true. I mean, but Breeze is a free agent at the end of the year, I believe. Or he is now. So maybe
this shit was nuts. The Diggs celebration made it all the more magical. Like he took his helmet off and threw it, and I heard one of the commentators say it was like he was Rod Tidwell. That's he went full Rod
That's
Tidwell,
great.
Dude, in the end zone.
Yes, I mean it sucks because something Williams, whatever his name is, he had to. I mean, he got the worst part of. The worst situation ever. But then on the other hand, like Diggs, like
best situation ever.
You gotta feel good for that kid. That's
yeah.
A hell of a play. I mean, he's never gonna forget that one.
And he is a cocky little psycho, which makes it so much better. He celebrated for like 45 minutes. Like, no exaggeration. He legit celebrated for like as long as half of a football.
Because it took like 45 minutes to get both teams out for the extra points.
I don't think he's put the football down yet either. He took the football to the press conference. Like
and then
the
he almost left it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He fucking almost forgot it.
And he had to come back and get
like
it.
Like 8 times on live TV over the span of like 6 different interviews. He couldn't stop saying the word shit. It was unbelievable. I mean, like, I can't imagine. He might as well won the Super Bowl right there. That was it for him. Like, the biggest moment of his career, bar none. It'll be hard to beat that.
A game away from the Super Bowl at home.
Yeah, with that defense. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around Keenum being as serviceable as he is.
I'm pulling for the Vikings from here on out, by the way.
Mm. Well,
I might be,
I
too.
I understand that since you're a Cowboys fan. I don't think you're pulling for the Eagles.
I
Which,
mean,
by
that,
the way.
That game was just too good.
Eagles fan Dan in full swing. I'm talking myself into the Vikings being a soft dome team. Not going to be able to compete in the elements of Philadelphia when it's 53 degrees in January.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's going to be too cold.
That's a real issue.
That slight breeze. Motherfucker, how is it's 53 degrees in Philly like this Sunday coming up.
Is it normally much colder?
It is very much colder. Yeah. This is unprecedented. So Case Keenum and his noodle arm. Don't really have to deal with any of that.
He doesn't have a noodle arm. He just doesn't throw the ball at specific receivers. He just bombs it downfield.
Doesn't have a huge arm, but he's got an arm.
He's got a good arm.
And I am going to talk to myself into like the Vikings being a cursed franchise. Granted, we're a cursed franchise, so
the Vikings very much were a cursed franchise.
Yeah,
they've
never won a Super
some
Bowl.
Some of the worst losses in NFL playoff history.
Who is their kicker? That Blair Walsh.
He's the same kicker as they have now.
No, different kicker.
Don't they have Blair Walsh still?
Blair Walsh is still not on that team, though.
Oh, okay.
But he missed like a 20-yard
field
goal.
Yeah, he missed a chip shot.
Yeah.
And then there was another one.
The Gary Anderson kick from...
Is it the Falcons, 99?
Yeah, against the Falcons, the Dirty Birds.
There you go. Yeah. And they showed both of those right before he had to kick that ball, by the way, which was hilarious. The combination of, like, when Breeze got the ball with a minute and a half left, you knew they were fucked. You knew the Vikings were fucked. Like, there was no way he wasn't going to drive down and score.
Yeah.
But then that usually is it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, this last play doesn't actually happen
in real life. That was it, man. There's 30 seconds left. The game's fucking might as well be over. Like, people are celebrating, and people are leaving the stadium and shit. Like, it's fucking over. But nope. I just... blew my mind. Diggs went to like each corner of both end zones and like did a prayer.
Dude, you gotta love that kid.
I mean, it was unreal, man. He stood up on the bench and posed for like in every different direction for like 10 minutes apiece. It was incredible.
You gotta worry about him. Well, maybe the whole team in general, just
peaking.
Specifically him just being like so elated and happy with what happened. Like, fuck it, we got this far.
No, dude, that's a very real concern, especially in sports. It's like if you... like that, that wasn't it,
right?
You know what I mean?
You have,
like they got
to
get up
and
go play
again. Play still.
They've used all their emotion and energy on that game potentially. So
that's like that old comparison where it's like you beat Russia, but you still have to beat Finland.
Yeah, Vikings Eagles is going to be very old school, like
smash mouth,
very very old school feel to it. Who are these
all
quarterbacks?
About that defense, man.
Who the fuck are these people, man?
The Jeff Fisher Bowl.
What is happening? This is the weirdest year of the NFL I can remember in my lifetime. And that's probably makes it, I mean, like the last 8 or 9 years, because that's about as far back as my memory
goes. It's such a kick in the dick not having Carson Wentz anymore.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks. But at least you got one. I mean, you got this game. You didn't think you were going to win this, and then you did. You really...
Well, I did.
We need a disclaimer on here, because Dan's picks, if you don't follow him on Twitter, you need to, because he regularly changes his mind about everything he's said on the show.
I went undefeated on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I had the Jags money line.
But... you had taken, at one point, said that Philly was fucked with Nick Foles.
On the podcast, because I got talked into
this
it by
is
like
the
you
podcast.
And Nia and stuff. Yeah, I know.
We're on the podcast.
I know, but I'm saying that I switched my mind on Twitter, and I said, everything I said on the podcast.
You not listening to what the fuck I
BS.
Just said? I said, people need to follow you on Twitter because you routinely change what you've said on the show.
Right.
What are you arguing?
I'm not. I'm just
okay.
saying. I'm confirming.
Okay.
This is when you plug your handle, Dan.
Yeah, it's Dan _ Regester. Regester.
And yes, you wrecked Saturday.
And we discussed this too. Like, so I was going to get paid today.
Oh, yeah.
As long as I didn't gamble this weekend. But of course, I wasn't
going
to not
knew.
Gamble.
You gambled before the weekend even started.
I did. I put a few units on LeBron.
Micah, what do you have to say?
Money line against the Pacers. And they blew a 22-point lead. So
I'm just going to say it. I have a problem with the way that you operate, Dan. We have a podcast. You went 2-2 on the podcast. You chose the Jags money line. That's a good pick.
I didn't change that.
But then you go on Twitter and take the opposite. So then you can come into the podcast on Monday and just say, oh, well, if you follow me on Twitter.
The only pick I changed was the Eagles.
But if you wouldn't have said that on Twitter, he would have come in on Monday and been like, oh, yeah, well, the picks I went on the show, I went perfect.
Classic degenerate.
So you're saying he's self-serving as opposed to being a podcast.
This is the definition of self-serving.
The entire college football season, he'd make 7 picks on the show, then make like 36 different picks on the fucking internet and claim the Twitter record. It was crazy. It's impossible to keep up with this man.
Dan, think about the listener, okay?
Christ. No,
just I think you should follow Dan underscore Regester. It's a good follow, but you deserve to be called out on this bullshit. It's
well, no, it's mainly because I just change. I go by like the book when I'm actually at home and I like see where the line moves and everything.
Sure, Dan.
And I see where the money is. But like when I'm in at the podcast, that my bad picks on the podcast are solely due to a lack of preparation.
Just to be clear, so last week on the show, the guys, I'm ignoring that. Dylan went 1-3 on his picks on the show. Ross went 2-2. Dan 2-2. Mia Khalifa went 1-3. But
Mia Khalifa,
all on 2-2.
Everybody had a winning record the first week of the playoffs. So, you know, keep betting. Just keep betting.
All right, let's talk about Jacksonville Pittsburgh. Jacksonville ends up winning 45-42. The over-under for the first half was 20 points, which Jacksonville covered by themselves. The over-under for the game was 40 points,
which Jacksonville covered by themselves.
More than doubled, and both teams covered by themselves. Now, so, okay, I took the over first half and the over for the game, not on the podcast.
Congrats.
In life. Those are that was the greatest feeling in the world. The easiest bets of all time.
You also had Pittsburgh minus 6.5.
And I had Pittsburgh. And then I took a live bet on Pittsburgh. So Dan took Jacksonville money line. Obviously Jacksonville ends up pulling this off. Like, what do we feel like Jacksonville's chances are realistically going into New England?
Very good.
They have a puncher's chance. I wouldn't say very good. They
very
have a
good
puncher's chance.
They match up very well.
Most people that I've seen argue that Belichick will play like sock'em bop'em with Bortles brain. Well, and it's just going to be the easiest fucking win of all time.
I mean, Jalen Ramsey already declared that the Jags are going to win the Super Bowl, so you got
to
just book that.
By the way, if you give up 45 points to Blake Bortles' led offense,
Hold on.
You don't deserve.
What are the Steelers doing?
I don't know.
Ross, you said you would do something when we were texting.
Oh, Bortles is a more legitimate. He's a good quarterback. He's better than I've ever given him credit for.
I wasn't expecting that. I thought I was just going to say a serviceable
quarterback. He's better than I've ever given him credit for. And that includes
you have short memory syndrome right now. Nah, he is not a good quarterback.
He is. He
played well, obviously.
Bobby Bortles is clutch.
He stepped up in a big game.
Those fourth quarter throws.
But don't have short memory syndrome. On
him. Okay, a big part of being able to win games like this and being able to have success in the NFL is having a short memory yourself. And he has proven that he has the ability to not give a fuck what anybody thinks, says, or what happened in a prior series and come out and perform.
He has like a 60% completion percentage for his career. It's pretty like standard for an NFL quarterback.
Okay. Now,
he's got like 90.
If we're talking about like, if we're evaluating like, does Bortles have a fantastic throwing motion, spiral, accuracy? No. Of course not.
Well, he went wrong when he hired the Tim Tebow quarterback coach.
Oh yeah, and then he got the yips and couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Yeah, it still happens on occasion.
Yeah,
he'll still make a throw where I'm like, what?
But hey, he hung 45 on a Pittsburgh defense,
and I think it speaks to Bortles and his ability to come out and perform, which good for him. It also speaks very much to something that I don't think it hasn't been beaten into my head enough, and it needs to be like Tomlin is a bad coach.
He is,
and that's a take that a lot of people have. But I've never accepted it as like a realistic thing. Like, okay, dude.
I mean, what about Todd
Haley
too? Routinely,
wildly underprepared as a team.
Those fourth down calls Todd Haley made, unreal.
Todd Haley.
You have Le'Veon Bell in the back.
Has he been fired today? Is he gone yet?
Not yet.
How has he not been fired?
Well, he just broke his like hip or whatever, right? In like a fit, like a fight, like a bar fight.
Who gives a fuck? What does that have to do with anything? Those are some of the worst fucking. Watching them on fourth down, it was like, what are you, dude? The Jags defense, probably the fastest defense in the league. I don't think there's a faster defense in the league. They're a terrifying good defense.
Yeah.
And they're trying to throw fucking toss plays on fourth and one.
That fourth and one, they were throwing like 25 yards downfield to Smith-Schuster, whatever his name is.
Juju.
Yeah, Juju. Like, dude, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Also,
well, every time they threw it deep on fourth down, it was a touchdown. So,
or at least throw like a quick hitch to Brown, let him
and
do something.
It should have been the other thing to say about this game. It shouldn't have been even near as close as it was. Like Pittsburgh had three or four miracle plays.
Roethlisberger was playing out of his mind.
A few of which were on fourth down.
Antonio Brown is on another planet.
He's the best wide receiver in football still. I think that was proven.
He's ridiculous.
People would argue DeAndre Hopkins in some way. No, it's still Antonio Brown. Well,
Texans fans, maybe.
No, I think that was like a pretty...
He's good.
Had become a general consensus that...
Well, there's Julio Jones is still out there.
Julio Jones doesn't score touchdowns.
He's still incredible.
He didn't have a good season.
He
can't score.
It was
he fell down when it mattered.
Not a good season in the red zone for Julio.
Not
including
a good last
this playoff
play.
Game.
Yeah. The last play of the game when the ball went right through his hands.
Yeah, but that happened like the whole fucking year. Like he had I think 3 or 4 touchdowns and some shit like that. Like he still had a ton of receiving yards, but not
a red zone threat.
Weird red zone year for him. Anyway, point being, I do not know what the play calling was about. It was also hysterical watching AJ Boye attempt to guard Antonio Brown. What the fuck? What constitutes pass interference at this point? Boye was just riding him down the field.
I don't know. It was good coverage. I don't know what you expect him to do other than that. Like Antonio Brown, despite being like just Boye having him like right next to him or like sticking
on
him.
Dude, he was holding him like crazy.
He still made the catches. That just shows how good Antonio Brown is.
He's incredible.
I know. I'm just saying it was really starting to piss me off watching the way he was guarding him every single fucking play. It was like, dude, you can't do that. You're not allowed to do the things you're doing, and no one seemed to care. Ugh. Anyway, Jacksonville's defense, we all knew they were good, but that was, even though they gave up 42 points. Again, it didn't feel like that. They made some incredible plays, and...
Pittsburgh also hit like 2 bomb touchdowns on 4th down too. Like,
right?
They were those plays. Not only were they wild, they were like 4th and 11th plays
and
too. It was
the last
crazy.
Touchdown was with 1 second left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, which was a cover for your live gambling bet? I think you took like 4.5 Pittsburgh at one point.
Yeah.
So you hit on that. Congrats.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What? Score fucked me. Something fucked me at the last second.
In this game?
I'm obviously not referring to the Saints game. Well, I'll find it while we talk about this other one. Anyway, Jacksonville on to New England.
Currently plus 330, I think, money line in New England. Might be worth a few dollars.
Okay.
I think you're pissing
money
away.
I cannot bet on Jacksonville against New England. I'm sorry. The line opened at like 9.5, which I do think is interesting. Yeah.
9.5?
Yes.
That's going to go down.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I like that. That's.
What's it at currently?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. But yesterday when it opened, I saw it at 9.5, and people were buying the hook and getting 10. And I think that's a good bet because that defense is good, man. Like, I almost assume they're going to score a defensive touchdown. Brady didn't look all that scary. He's old as fuck. He's 40 fucking years old. He's the oldest person to ever win a playoff game in the NFL.
Titans just stink.
They
Larkey, gone.
Yeah, what the hell happened there? Yesterday, the news was that he was getting an extension.
Well, he's a bad coach.
Today, he was fired. What the fuck?
It was a mutual
pardon.
Decision, apparently.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he was like, I don't really like you guys. And they were like, well, good. We don't like you that much
either.
Yeah, they're
like, yeah, that's cool.
And then he was like, all right, I'm going to head out. And they were like, all right, peace. That's how that goes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Philly, Atlanta. Did we talk enough about that?
No, not really.
Talk about it, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Well, my boy Fletcher Cox just swinging his big old dick around.
There's Dan again talking about big dicks, man.
He just dominated. I mean, it goes, obviously, I think Aaron Donald, St. Louis, or L.A. Rams, best defensive tackle in the league, but I think Fletcher Cox is easily number 2.
He's very, very good. I mean, they held Atlanta to 10 points.
Okay. So, at the end of Jacksonville-Pittsburgh, figured out where I got fucked. I had more money on Jags plus 7.5 in the second half. So, Jacksonville plus 7.5. Just in the second half.
You mean minus 7.5?
No, plus 7.5. Pittsburgh was minus 7.5 in the second half. I had more money on Jags.
How was Pittsburgh minus 7.5?
I don't understand the question.
Are you saying for like the whole game?
No, second half. The second half line was Pittsburgh minus 7.5.
How? Because Jacksonville was up 2 scores.
Right.
That's exactly how.
You expect Pittsburgh to come back.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
You're betting only on the second half as if it was its own individual game.
Okay, never mind.
Fucking Dan. So I had more money on Jacksonville plus 7.5 than I had on Pittsburgh plus 4.5 live. So I actually ended up losing money on that final score. So that's what it was. I knew something happened, something squirrely. It was one of those weekends where I had so many bets going on that I just didn't even know what I was rooting for at some points. So like,
just to see what your bottom line is.
I ended up losing money, turns out.
Oh. Sorry.
Anyway, sorry. Philly, Atlanta.
We all got this one wrong, by the way. All of us.
Yeah, keep Nick Foles doing the RPO, little run-pass option. Don't let him think. Either hand the ball off or throw a slant.
Why can't the Falcons score points? They got all this talent. What the fuck was that? Matt Ryan, Julio Jones.
It's just a real hot and cold team.
Sarkisian's got to get fired, right?
Right. Weeks where they just looked unbeatable, and then weeks they looked very, very average.
It's the NFL is such an odd sport because looking at that team, you're like, all right, you've got a good running back. You've got multiple receivers, deep threats, crossing threat, like everything you would want. A good quarterback.
League MVP last year.
They scored 10 points.
Someone was tweeting about that Steve Sarkisian has to be like the most hated man in the state of Georgia. Because if he stayed at Alabama, Georgia probably wins the national championship. And
instead Atlanta, he comes to the Falcons
probably
and they
wins,
suck ass.
Wins this game, yeah.
Inexcusable to score 10 points with that many offensive threats. Just makes no fucking sense. I don't get it. At all. Pats, Titans, there's nothing to say here.
New England's good. Titans bad.
Pretty much.
Went about as expected.
Were you a little scared? Did you take New England minus 13.5 or 14?
Yes.
Were you a little scared when they're down 7-0?
No.
No one was scared.
No, not at all.
The Titans knew that they were going to lose still.
It was one of the most confident points I've ever been that far. Like, I was 21 points away from covering, and I was like, no, I'm not worried about this yet. Like, the Titans fucking suck.
The over-under was 48, and I was like, it's not.
All these people on Titans Twitter that were upset with us, you get real. Get real,
man.
There
were a lot of them, too.
It's with you people.
Get a real team.
The fucking Titans, man.
Grow up.
Team was not good this year. When you are good, we will give you credit for being good. But until then, shut the fuck up. You're just not good. You're in a shit division.
Your logo is trash. You look like a fake team from like a...
I actually like their logo and their colors.
Yeah, but they look like a team that
it's a video game team. You look like a video game.
They don't have the rights to an NFL team, so like they just put that in like a shell, like Playmakers.
I think that's why I like it, because it's just trash. All right, next Sunday, Eagles at Vikings will feature Nick Foles versus Case Keenum, the two quarterbacks from the 2015 St. Louis Rams. As we've discussed and has been widely discussed throughout the sports world, how many quarterbacks in this playoffs?
Three
Goff. Jeff Fisher quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Man. Dan mentioned Jalen Ramsey guaranteed a Super Bowl win. It says here Jeff Fisher is trash. What is that?
That's just a note Micah added.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck Jeff Fisher. He's garbage.
Tennessee
get hired by somebody.
The Tennessee job's open.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I put it on here, imagine if you were a St. Louis Rams fan. And your team has gone and then overnight become really good, and the two quarterbacks you had on your roster are now playing for a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and you're just stuck watching fucking soccer or whatever they have in that town, waiting for pitchers and catchers to report. St. Louis, you got boned.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Rams' defense those years were pretty stout. Those were good defenses.
All right, we're going to make picks on all these conference championship games on Thursday. So tune in to the Thursday podcast, and we'll make picks. If you want to support the show, hit manoutfitters.com. We got a code for you. It's Underboy. That's the code. Type in Underboy at checkout to get 15% off any order of $150 or more. That includes free shipping. It says here if you order by December 13th, you get guaranteed delivery by Christmas.
That might need it. Christmas 2018.
Underboy.
Micah, we could probably lose that line, man.
Go to manoutfitters.com. Check out all the different shit we got. We got a bunch of new stuff coming in stock soon. But for now, Go check out everything that's on there. Underboy, 15% off.
Lots of stuff on sale right now. Lots.
Yes.
Trying to move all the wintery cold stuff out.
Yeah, you know how it is. You know how it is. You know how we do.
And it's still cold, so you need to dress for it.
It's about to be snowing here, allegedly.
We're not coming in tomorrow.
Do we have to take a break? Can we just keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Fuck it. We're not taking a break. We're not going anywhere. In other NFL news, Pat's defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia. He's the guy that always has a backwards hat and a beard.
And the pencil in his cap.
Yeah, you know what he looks like. What the fuck? You know what? This is part of what makes the Patriots so hateable is the distinct looks of their coaches. Belichick in his hoodies and his cutoff sleeves and Patricia in his fucking pencil and his
Does Josh McDaniels have like a distinct look?
Nah, he's pretty generic.
But they have two very distinct guys.
How would you guys feel if Patricia shows up for the press conference like
shaved?
Totally clean shaven and with like a haircut and looks like a just like an average NFL
I would respect that move.
I mean, can a head coach have a beard like that?
Have you ever seen a
head coach? We're about to find out, I think.
It'd be interesting.
He looks like a fucking player.
He might trim it a little bit. I think he's still going to rock a beard, but it's
he looks like a goddamn Lord of the Rings character.
It's going to be kept a little bit better, I think.
Anyway, he's going to be the Lions head coach, which, yay.
Okay.
I don't, yeah, that's, whatever. And as we said, malarkey is no longer in Tennessee.
It's a bunch of malarkey.
We were psyched. Like, Texans fans were like, fuck yes, dude. These deep runs by the Jags and Titans are actually going to make our division easier.
It's another year of malarkey.
Yeah, and then now he's gone. That's not the case.
That's just an unfortunate name.
Mike Malarkey.
That's not a coach name.
I feel like, isn't there a malarkey in Band of Brothers? I think there is. There is.
Okay.
Malarkey.
Never seen it.
I read it.
You never seen Band of Brothers?
I know.
It's like the last book I read.
You've never seen Band of Brothers either?
Just the book.
We got to cancel the show. I can't. Okay. Well, if you have not seen Band of Brothers on HBO, I recommend watching that to make yourself feel like a little pussy boy.
Yeah.
In college football news, Kevin Sumlin officially going to Arizona. Very psyched.
Good
about
hire
this.
For them.
Good hire for them.
I think he's a good coach.
This has to be a kick in the dick to Arizona State fans.
Why?
This is the guy that was talked about going to Arizona State, and they end up with Herm Edwards. Now their biggest rival ends up with Sumlin.
By the way, that Herm Edwards hire is going to be a complete flop.
It's going to be terrible.
It's going to be awful.
Herm? You mean the guy who was out of football for like 10 years?
You think he's going to hit the recruiting trail hard?
No.
Come on.
You mean the guy who came in and started doing pressers and was immediately making the news for being awkward as fuck?
The guy who didn't know that the mascot was a sun devil?
He said he wasn't down with that?
He wasn't down with the
Christian?
Devil. Yeah.
Well, you
picked
mean
the wrong
that guy,
school, that Herm
Tom?
Edwards?
Well, yeah. The idea was him coming in as like a head honcho with all the coordinators essentially running the program, and him just kind of being a figurehead.
That's a terrible idea.
And then all the coordinators kind of left.
That's what? Early 2000 Mac Brown style.
But fuck. This Sumlin hire is gonna be great. You got Khalil Tate coming back. It was really funny. He tweeted out when Arizona was in discussions of hiring Navy's coach as their head coach.
Right.
He's like, I didn't come to Arizona to run the fucking triple option. Like,
which, in all fairness,
nobody wants to run that.
Nobody wants to run that shit.
But, I mean, Sumlin, you have Johnny Football under his belt. You have Trevor Knight, both good dual threat quarterbacks. Khalil Tate could go to the next level.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it'd be unreal.
This works out for everybody in this situation. Like, he needed to find somewhere new to get a fresh start.
It's a lax job, too.
In a party state.
I think it's one of the better jobs in college football because you don't have too much pressure on you, but you can still kind of get talent.
Like, nobody expects you to win a natty.
Yeah.
They just want to have fun.
Yeah, it's not.
They just want to have a winning season and, like, yeah.
And you go from, like, the biggest cult fan base of just lunatics to just, like, really chill,
like,
hot
a bunch
people.
Of drug addicts.
Yeah.
Like, with fake tans. Which is, I prefer those people.
Just pimping out, like, herbal supplements on Instagram.
Oh, fuck. Alabama offensive coordinator Brian Daboll is going to coach the Bills.
Alabama's had like 4 OCs in like the last 2 or 3 years.
That's just what you do, though. You go, do 1-2 seasons there, and then you head out.
To be clear, he's going to be coordinator for the Bills.
Yeah. Sorry. Not the head coach.
OC.
Becoming an offensive coordinator.
There's a note here that says rumblings of Hugh Freeze being hired at Alabama to replace him.
Your thoughts, Ross?
I don't care.
I mean, as a coach, yeah, but the guys, you can't.
I couldn't be less interested in the inner workings of Alabama's coaching system at this point.
Yeah, but Hugh Freeze, though, with the whole
Ole Miss. like sanctions.
Remember the escort service shit?
I forgot. He
I don't think Saban is going to hire him because of that.
I mean, he hired Joey Freshwater.
Yeah, but that he didn't. Joey Freshwater didn't have Hugh Freeze's baggage. That's not the same level of drama. Escorts.
There's still a lot of drama with
escort,
Lane Kiffin.
Escort drama is weird, dude. Anyway, no, that would be highly entertaining. I take back what I said. A Hugh Freeze to Alabama would be. I like when Alabama has assistant coaches that are of note for Saban to yell at, because then they show that on the cameras because they know we all want to see it. Like God, when
he used to just tear into Kiffin, man.
Dude, he destroyed him on national TV every single game. It was incredible.
That was awesome.
Yeah. In the NBA, this is the 25th anniversary of NBA Jam this week, the video game.
Oh, we should play. we have it here.
Let's go play after this.
We typically do.
Micah made a note here that Clippers versus Kings game featured original commentator Tim Kitzrow calling the broadcast. What?
I mean, the guy that is the NBA Jam announcer called this game.
Oh, like
okay.
Present
Boom
day?
Shakalaka, like that guy.
Oh, tight.
Really? Yeah, he was an obscure Chicago comedian, and 25 years later, he got a gig on NBA Jam night at a Clippers game.
Oh,
so he's not even their normal commentator?
He's hitting up.
No, he's just some random guy, and they brought him back.
I need a sound clip.
Holy shit, that's incredible. Yeah, good for Tim.
When is it?
He's doing one.
It was this past weekend.
How'd he do?
I don't know. I'm surprised it hasn't gone viral. But
I'm betting that he didn't do well.
No, I bet it was probably fine. It's just it's a Kings game.
Dude, the fact that we didn't see any of it on like House of Highlights is not a good sign for Tim.
Well, it was during the Clippers Kings game.
It was at the Clippers.
Not the one you want to do, probably. Yeah.
Not a high profile game.
Lots of news around Markel Fultz and the Sixers
so
over the weekend regarding his excited jump shot, his form, trying to fix it. He's not returning to the team.
Dan, what's happening? What happened here?
He is just mentally not all there.
He lost his J, man.
How is this not something?
He had one of the sweetest J's at Washington. He was a pure shooter, and now he has a Charles Barkley golf swing like jump shot.
I just don't get how this isn't something you could. Because what pick was he?
He was the first. We traded up.
Yeah.
First overall pick.
First overall pick. So
Danny Ainge was getting shit.
I've never heard of some shit like this.
Danny, so he injured his shoulder and he tried to like adjust his shot to like
injured
deal
his
with
shoulder.
The pain.
That's such like a. It seems like that wasn't like a legitimate report.
So there's some sketchy shit.
I think
happening.
It's just his mental. Like he just they tried to change his shot. And now he's just mentally just
he has the yips.
Yeah. That's I don't think there's anything wrong with his shoulders. I think he's just a mental, like...
That is really weird.
Brett Brown was quoted saying, "I'm old, and I've never experienced anything like this," which is not super inspiring. But,
he has a hitch in his
very
shot.
Strange.
I forgot he was the fucking number one pick.
Yeah, so Danny Ainge was getting a lot of shit when they traded back and ended up taking Tatum, because they always said like Tatum was their guy, and Fultz was like this perennial, like he's going to be the first overall pick. He's like a franchise guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's played like no minutes for the Sixers, and now his jump shot is completely ruined.
This is a terrifying sentence on Deadspin. Sixers are now beginning to admit that everyone's worst fear has come true. Markel Fultz is healthy, but he still cannot shoot a basketball properly. He's a basketball player.
That's not what you want in your number one overall. No,
problematic for a shooting guard.
Yeah, fortunately, Philly has so many, you know, top five picks over the past handful of years that nobody seems to care all that much.
Hey, man, I mean, Ben Simmons can't shoot, and he's doing perfectly fine.
Can you imagine going pro and then you forget how to play the sport that you're, like, really good at?
The basic motion the sport requires, like, how to shoot a basketball.
It's like a golfer changing
bizarre,
a swing.
Isn't it?
This is, but
changing your jump shot.
But typically, you don't see shit like this in the NBA.
No,
like,
nobody changes
the
jump shot.
It's not like he has the fucking yips.
Yes, if you've watched the footage of him trying to shoot
in
practice, it's super depressing.
It's so uncomfortable.
I need to watch
it's
that
like,
right now.
Oh man, no, don't do that. It's bad.
Looks nothing like his shot in college.
Fultz. Prayers out to Markel Fultz and his family.
I find the yips very interesting, by the way. How your brain can
it's
just
psychological.
Like, yeah,
sports psychology.
Like, stop doing what
Dude,
it's been doing
the
for years.
The concept of sports psychology is very interesting.
Yeah.
For sure. Because it's like, it's just like anything else in life. You can get fucked up by stuff, and then you need something to somehow fix it.
Yeah.
Well, some of these guys, like, it's come so easy to them their entire life that.
And then suddenly an issue arises. Bump. Yeah. And the wheels fall off.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah. I think it's, there's probably a lot more sports psychology stuff that goes on than is even discussed, really. That, because these guys don't want people talking about it, obviously. But if you think about it, with the amount of people our age, like, you know, 35 and under, that have anxiety, depression.
Like that kid a few years back, Royce White, I believe, he just wouldn't travel to games because he wouldn't go on planes.
You mean noted Rockets player?
Yeah, Royce White.
All right, that dude, and all right, I'm not, this gets complicated. I don't want to make fun of anybody with mental illness, but that dude's a fucking loser. He couldn't fly. He couldn't fly because of anxiety. Now, that's real. But the shit that he did to the team and the way he
Is he out of the league now?
Yes. He kind of got another shot at some point. He blew that, too. He's fucked up. And, you know, I hope things go well for him. I'm glad he's not on my team, is all I'm saying.
Royce White is now a member of the London Lightning in the NBL Canada.
How the fuck did he get to London?
He had a shit over boat. A boat. He had a shitload of, we don't know if he went on a boat. We're just joking. He had a ton of potential, but when he was drafted, people knew like he had these anxiety issues and was kind of, you know, a head case.
He's actually in Canada. The name of the team is the London Lightning, but
London,
it's somewhere
Canada.
In Canada.
Dude, this
London,
so
Ontario.
Confusing. Like on TFM Girls, we always get submissions from some school that's in London.
I didn't know
that. And it's in fucking Canada.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Former British colony. Canada.
Is it? Was it? I don't know much about Canadian history. That they owned by the British at one point.
No one really knows.
Nobody really knows.
I can't even get through that sentence. Sorry.
Anyway, I think the sports psychology stuff probably plays a much bigger role in the modern sports world than is like currently broadcast.
I always do the Chuck Knoblauch example. He played second base his entire life, and then like late in his career, he just couldn't throw the ball to first base. His career ended.
The mental block.
It ended his career sooner than it should have because he just couldn't make a throw from second to first base
anymore.
And there, yeah,
he
and
could
they
just
were
like toss it.
There were like
underhand.
Slow motion videos of him like doing it, and he would like look up at his hand as he's releasing it. It's like, am I doing it right? Like he was just totally fucked.
The guy,
and he wouldn't even come close. It was really bad.
The dude had been doing it for 30+ years.
Yeah, I don't know how to do this anymore.
The slow motion of him looking up at his own hand.
Like, please, please do what it's supposed to do.
That's
just
so sad.
Really bizarre.
Yeah, that's a great example. But no, I mean, it's just like anything else, man. You get a mental block, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The WWE this week is the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw.
Raw is war.
Wait, read the next.
Let's go. And then it says here, wrestling still mostly watched by virgins.
That's definitely a Micah add-in.
I thought Micah was team wrestling.
That's our talking point, is that it's still mostly watched by virgins.
Come on, man.
It's true, but it's...
I mean,
okay.
I don't watch wrestling anymore, but goddamn. Like, right, I thought we right, were look, all about I, the attitude
yeah,
there.
You finally got laid.
I'll explain myself. I felt bad because last week we had Mia Khalifa on, and she has a feud with a WWE person and the entire wrestling internet. And unfortunately, instead of putting a funny prompt on the rundown, I only wrote, WWE, is it fake? And of course, like, it's not... We know the answer to that. I should have written WWE, is it watched by mostly virgins?
Okay.
And that would have created something that would have gone viral. Mia could have said something inappropriate about sex. And
so you're trying to force us to say things that are going to upset people?
Yeah.
Because you know, I'll read anything you put on here. So
you didn't even pose it as a question. You just said wrestling still mostly watched by virgins.
As if it's a fact.
That's the line.
As if it's a fact. Like Nielsen reports on this shit. Yeah. Like your like, fucking TV
Have you
knows.
Ever had sex and do you watch WWE? We're trying to make a connection here.
I will say this. As a dude who I was never a wrestling guy, like I watched very in passing. Like every once in a while I'd catch like a whatever they're called.
I literally never watched
it. I didn't care. Like I didn't care.
I was a huge
wrestling
kid.
So I know a lot of people.
With
most. I know a lot
of
people.
Most of my generation.
Who were huge wrestling dudes that are not nerds. Which is crazy because the concept of it, it's essentially like watching a play. is in men dressed in very little clothing, and like it's super nerdy.
It's kind of like homoerotic.
It is, and that's okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No,
but it just the whole. It's like a bizarre thing I'm still trying to wrap my head around. Because you have guys like Bill Simmons, who's a nerd, just for the record. Simmons is a nerd, through and through, who's obsessed with it, like, and grew up on it, and write about it in the nerdiest possible fucking fashion. But then you have normal dudes like Dan, who, by and large, is not a nerd.
Or a virgin, I don't think.
Also probably not a virgin, probably. Not that we're making you say anything. You don't have to say
anything. If you are, it's fine, Dan. You don't have to say anything.
It just makes no fucking sense to me. I don't get it. Yeah. And that's because I grew up removed from wrestling. It. I'll just admit that I don't understand.
Obviously, there's a huge market.
Well, I will admit that I am also Philly trash, and I did like backyard wrestling when I was like 12 and 13 years old.
Okay, so that's part of it.
And I probably should have been paralyzed at some point.
So many people were. Yeah. You always heard the story about like some dude powerbombing his little sister, his like 3-year-old sister, who's She's now paralyzed for the rest of her life because he fucking had to powerbomb her. I got to say, I did powerbomb my brother quite a few times. So that in that way, I was a wrestling fan.
The local park, we tried to build a like makeshift ring. And underneath the bottom, we had tires and everything. We had to round up just like tires from some type of like mechanic or whatever. And eventually, we tried to put together this place in 6th Avenue Park. And so like within a week, it was immediately like... ripped apart. And
I'm imagining what would be a park in Philly. It's just like needles and shit laying everywhere. Yeah.
And tires.
And tires.
And like deflated basketballs.
Yeah, yeah. Hoops with no rim.
That's all it is. Every park by my house is a hoop without a rim.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's Philly. It's on the Philly flag.
Who steals rims? Like, I get if you steal like chains.
I don't think it's really about stealing it. It's about like just being a dickhead.
Just keeping up the image.
Yeah. You want your hood to be the rimless.
Get your fucking
hood.
Rims out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
Just nobody can play ball in this neighborhood.
Fuck, man, we derailed. I don't even know what we're talking about.
We had fun, though.
We did have fun. Hey, on Thursday, we're going to play the best hotline calls. So you can call our hotline, 800-392-6344. Ask a question, give a take, correct us on something if we made any mistakes. 800-392-6344. Play the best calls on Thursday's show. As we said, we'll be making picks on the NFL Conference Championship games on Thursday as well. So you got that to look forward to. And we'll talk about other fun stuff. So come back. Any shouts this week? Shouts to that rookie who missed that tackle. You fucked me good and proper, but...
Shouts to him, man. Pick your head up.
Yeah.
You're a rookie.
Go to your psych.
You'll learn. You're
go
good.
To your, go to your shrink. Get shrunk. Get your head shrunk and move on.
Shouts to Bobby Bottles. A.K.A. Blake Bortles.
Shouts to Bortles, man. I will be rooting for the Jags as hard as I ever will in my entire life next week on Sunday, and I would love nothing more than to see the Jags in the Super Bowl.
I would, too.
Instead of the Patriots. Please.
I'm a big Jalen Ramsey guy. I love his swagger.
Yeah, he's a psycho.
He's awesome, too.
I enjoy him thoroughly.
That's my favorite position, man. I love corners.
Corner is your favorite position?
Yeah, you got to have so much confidence, so much swag.
The one thing that I need corners to move away from in order for them to become like a top 2-3 position for me in football is the crossing of the arms celebration when someone does not catch a pass that had nothing to do with them on defense. They got to stop that. Yeah. Why are you doing that,
Only
man?
On deflections you should be able to do that?
Either on a deflection or a knocking the ball out of their hand. You can't do the fucking celebration when you had the quarterback threw the ball into the ground, for instance. Like, that's not... You didn't cause an incompletion. Anyway, it just bugs me.
The DB for Texas, who was an All-American, he declared for the draft. His name is Deshaun Elliott. He does this, like this magic thing. Every time he makes a play, he does, like...
Trick.
He does, like that. It's really funny.
Okay.
Like a reveal.
It's kind of tight.
That's better.
Yeah.
Being original with it, fine.
I probably fucked up the description of that really badly.
Very weird.
Something about magic.
Okay.
He does like that.
Like
that's cool.
Okay.
Swagger, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, lots of swagger on the CB position, though. Check out manoutfitters.com. Use the code UNDERBOY. Get 15% off your order of over $125, I believe. Is the mark?
$150.
And you get free shipping as well on Man Outfitters. Any other shouts? Shouts to our boy TJ Yates. He got his baby out of, what is it called, NICU?
Yeah.
NICU?
Yeah. Which is newborn ICU, I think.
Yeah, for months.
Yeah.
He's a preemie.
Yeah.
And anyway, shouts to TJ and his wife.
Shouts to the Yates family.
Getting out of the hospital. Huge.
Future NFL quarterback.
Future NFL quarterback, no doubt. Hopefully back up for the Texans. We need another Yates. We need to continue the tradition.
What about starter, man?
Or start? I mean, if you want to.
Not all Yateses are backups, you know.
Who wants their kid to start in the NFL these days?
Yeah.
You want a backup. That's the American dream, baby. Yeah. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Write a review if you would. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. You can follow me, Ross, on all social media at WR Bolin. Also, check out the Ross Bolin podcast on iTunes if you have not already. We got up to like the 4th most popular comedy podcast in the world last week. It was awesome. The Ross Bolin podcast. Type that shit in on iTunes. Subscribe. Dan, where can you be followed on the internet?
Just follow Grandex Labs on all social media platforms and look for my life and fitness podcast with Jake Oldman, Sups Dog.
See, that was a selfless act. Why can't you be selfless about our show when you make your fucking picks? Just inexcusable. Sups Dog. Check it out on Grandex Labs. Obviously, subscribe to Grandex Labs. Rate, review. Dylan, where can you be followed?
Instagram and Twitter at dchivery, C-H-E-V-E-R-E-R-E. Those are 4 E's, by the way.
They're non-consecutive, I believe?
Yeah, they're non-consecutive. They don't touch each other.
Fascinating.
Really interesting.
Fascinating. That's it. We're out. We'll be back Thursday. We have one playoff team between the three of us. Dan, we're all in
holding
on the Eagles.
Down. You guys can be on Jags, too, if you want to.
I just said I am. Hard.
Jags-Eagles Super Bowl. Let's do it.
Not that I'm hard, but that I'm all in, like I'm hard on the Jags. Anyway.
You hard, man? Prove it.
Jags-Eagles Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be some shit? See you on Thursday.